Dear investors and analysts, good morning. On behalf of Zhohai Holdings International, welcome all of you to present our 2018 annual results presentation. Thank you very much for your long-term support and care. First of all, I would like to introduce the top executives present here. They are the president and the executive director, Mr. Zhou Huiyu. The chairman and the executive director and the president, Mr. Hao Lixiao. The executive director, Madam Li Ying. And our CFO, Madam Tong Ying Xiang. Okay, let me introduce Mr. Hao Lixiao, president and the executive director, to introduce about the 2018 annual results. Let's welcome. Thank you very much for attending. I am the executive director and the president of Zhohai, Hao Lixiao. Today, I would like to introduce about the 2018 company's annual performance. In 2018, China's casual food industry is faced with a fierce competition. The upgrading of consumption and the new retail concept has become the major funding stone of the industry development. The consumer has paid close attention to quality service and experience of products. They have more preference in their selection. This requires us to follow the demand of consumers and to create multifocal or more convenient multi-scenario solutions. At the same time, the casual food brand Fierce is also faced with fierce competition. We are also faced with the pressure of increasing rentals, labor, and raw materials. We are faced with those complicated internal and external challenges. These opportunities of upgrading of consumer of consumption, we integrate online and offline markets based on the consumption experience, increasing our processing facilities, deepen the membership system, and increase the basic data investment in improve our operations. Now I'd like to talk about the financial statement, the financial results of Zhohai. We are faced with the six key strategies. First, we continue to expand the store network and enhance the market coverage across China. Second, we upgrade and optimize nationwide production capacity. At the same time, we also enhance the analysis for membership and improve the precision of marketing efforts. At the same time, we also embrace new retail to improve customer experience. We strengthen the cooperation with takeout operators, integrate online and offline resources. We further invest in big data analysis, improve efficiency from back-end to front-end operations. Now I'd like to show you the 2018 key financials. In 2018, our total revenue is 3.2 billion, dropped by 1.2%. Our gross profit 1.8 billion, by 6.7%, profit net profit 540 million, dropped by 29.1%. Our DPS 0.16 Hong Kong dollar, increased by 33% by the end of 2018. Our number of self-operated retail increased from 1,027 to 1,288, increased by 25%. Our total sales volume dropped from 39,000 tons to 37,000 tons, dropped by 3.5%. Average selling price increased from 83 to 85 RMB per kilogram. Growth was 2.5%. And average spending per purchase order increased from 60 to 63 RMB, increased by 5.6%. Second, I'd like to introduce about financial performance for 2018. In 2018, our total revenue was 3.2 billion, dropped a little bit compared to last year. Among which our offline store revenue increased by 0.8%, online revenue jumped by 12%, mainly because of the fierce competition and under the trend of consumption upgrading and new retail consumer selections more frequently changed. Our gross profit jumped from 6.9 60.9% to 57.5%, dropped by 6.7%, mainly because of the increase of the raw material and the Hebei facility commenced production are leading to the increase of depreciation. And the profit before tax dropped up by 29%, from our net margin from 23% to 16%. It's mainly because of the accelerated store expansion lead to the rising rental and labor costs and transportation costs, and the launch of the SAP and also the industrial parking surveys lead to the increased rental of expenditure. Now talking about the the revenue by channel, as we can see, the takeout proportion increased from 8.7% to 11.9%. At the same time, we also increased store coverage. By the end of 2018, our self-operated store already covered 17 provinces and municipalities, and 90 cities increased our penetration of sales. Our selling and distribution expense increased by 14.1%. It has mainly resulted from the increase of salaries, rentals, e-commerce delivery fees, and logistics. Now I'd like to talk about our company's business, business in 2018. In 2018, as shown in macroeconomy, there is a slowdown of the GDP growth rate in 2018. There is the concurrence of consumption upgrading and downgrading, which has changed a lot on the consumer behavior, and the influence of new retail had an increasing impact on traditional industry. Changes in the food industry intensified competition in online and offline channels. With a strong online promotion ability, full-line food brands have posted threats to single-line brands. Fierce competition amongst the food brands in regional market and new brands of food brands have emerged and compete for customers. At the same time, there is also a trend of undergoing the third revolution in the retail industry. New retail became the industry's new trend, and huge potential in takeout business as massive consumer base with rapid growth and change of the consumer's habit. Lazy economy emerged. At the same time, online competition has intensified. The full line food brands joined the competition and online traffic slowly declined. We have also adjusted our strategy to face the new change of the market. At the same time, we also continue to expand the store network and enhance market coverage. In 2018, we have opened 261 new stores. In 2018, we entered into the two new provinces and 30 cities by the end of 2018, we had 1,288 self-operated retail stores covering 70 provinces and 90 cities. We penetrated existing markets and expanded to new markets, and our sales distribution by different regions became more balanced. Our Northern China revenue increased by 9.7%. The proportion in total store revenue has also increased. Our in Southern China's revenue has increased by 8.6%, and its proportion total store revenue also increased from 13.5% to 14.6%. We also continue to expand the store network with a focus on strategic regions and locations, including the as of 2018, there were a total of 390 transport hub stores, and we further develop new markets, tremendous potential in Tier 1 and Tier 2 cities. And by the end of 2018, we know that in Wuhan, there were 22 stores in a million population, but in Tier 1 and Tier 2 cities, Zhuhai has only had 5 and 3 stores respectively, so that will enjoy more growth potential than Wuhan. We have also strong growth potential for store operating in transport hubs, such as in airport and the railway stations. We also optimize and expand the nationwide production capacity. For example, first, the Phase 1 Wuhan facility underwent equipment automation upgrades and resumed the production in October 2018. Our Northern China Industrial Park commenced the full production in April 2018. The new facility in southwestern China are also under construction. Phase 2 Wuhan facility commenced commercial production using the most advanced production and processing technology, and Qianjiang facility plan to establish a new facility in Qianjiang, Hubei, to provide support for the crayfish business. Shanghai factory ceased the production in June 2018, and we plan to establish a new facility in Nantong, Jiangsu. We have five regional facilities which are completed on the construction. We have got sufficient capability to support retail and our customers. We have launched a crayfish product version 2.0 and cater to the young customers' habit, upgrade the flavor of the crayfish product, launch a new vegetable flavor of the crayfish. At the same time, we have also developed a diversified product portfolio styling with trendy gift boxes. We further enriched the gift box line and and provide young and stylish presentation. At the same time, we also launched the Zhou Xiaoban sparkling water and beer during the World Cup in 2018 and cross-sell with dark products to expand our product mix and enhance cross-selling. At the same time, we also explored a new business, Zhou Heiya in-store dining experience. The store design tailored to new generations' tastes and provides simplistic, fast-paced food and menu. In 2018, we also enhanced marketing efforts with media interaction, improved marketing precision. We collaborate with the new media. For example, we cooperate with the TikTok and to have more interaction with our consumers, increase our branding, and in WeChat, Weibo, and Tencent Video to promote our online advertisements, increasing our branding. At the same time, on different populations and consumers, we have the different types of the precision marketing campaigns. For example, we endorse the school rock music festivals in northern China, cover more than 70 universities and colleges in northern China. We also sponsor esports competition in Guangdong province. At the same time, we continue to improve members' benefits and upgraded our store image. And we make our store image more upgraded to make it more attractive and more stylish. At the same time, we enhance member benefits and promote multiple membership activities to attract the members. For example, we have made 90 regular members tasting events in different regions. And also, we provide the members' privilege activity, a Buddhist World Tour 1 to Season 3. We took members to Russia for 40 members and increasing the allegiance from our customers. At the same time, in 2018, we have opened a new store concept to embrace new retail. We have opened the new theme stores in Shenzhen, for example, the eSports theme store in Shenzhen, and the Zhou Heiya Plus Elema takeaway store Shanghai to help create specific catering scenario and improving our branding. In Shenzhen, we opened the first smart store. We joined hands with WeChat to open the first artificial intelligence convenience store and to use a facial recognition for opening, for entering into the store and payment and self-checkout system. At the same time, in Wuhan, Jiangkan Road, we opened the first members club so that to provide a member's benefit to provide, for example, points for exchange beverage and souvenirs, for example, the coffee and T-shirts. And in addition to these theme stores, we further developed the ordering and delivering operation. So in addition to the third-party platform, so we also developed in-app, WeChat in-app mini-program. In 2018, it has provided orders and delivery for more than 330,000 people. We have achieved the fast growth of food ordering and delivering platform. Our revenue from that part increased by 34.2% year-on-year. We also improved efficiency from back-end to front-end operation. In 2018, we have launched the SAP system to increase the input for data and enhance the analysis of production data, member data, finance data, inventory data, sales data, so that we can analyze big data through the SAP system and carry out precision marketing. Now I'd like to talk about opportunities and outlook. In 2018, to Zhouheiya, we have got both opportunities and challenges. In fast changing environment, we will seize opportunities and adhere to our development strategy. First, we will further penetrate existing markets and strategically expand into new regions to improve operation efficiency by better allocating production capacity to match the needs from regional markets. Second, we will further enhance production innovation. Number three, we will leverage big data technologies to realize precision marketing strategy and establish an effective membership system focusing on business. Number four, develop the results-driven incentive program. Number five, enhance digital operations and data analysis and further optimize the organization process. In the future, we will actively capitalize on opportunities of new retail and consumption upgrading, focus on product channels and branding to repay your support. Thank you.
感谢管理层清晰的。Thanks
to the top management, presentation. Now is the Q&A session. Before you ask questions, please let us know your name and your institution. And due to time limit, please each questioner ask only two questions.
管理层大家好，我是李先生。I'm
with the CICC. My name is Chen Wenbo. Two questions. As we know that in 2018, it is quite a challenging year. The company in the second half of 2018 started to have some exploration of different sales model. For example, there is a trial of internal staff franchise or create their own business. So for such kind of exploration, what is the initiative or what is the idea of it and what is the design of this mechanism? We have experience for several months. So what's the result? What's the current experience on that and our future plan? Second question I would like to ask about the top management that our research and of our new product because I've seen that in the results in the annual results presentation, I've seen that you would accelerate the new product launch, and the crayfish business has launched by maybe 2 years in Qianjiang. We have seen a new processing facility for crayfish. So I'd like to ask about the development plan of this business, whether there was scale up of our production and the sales of crayfish. Thank you. We have been trying to experience different changes and diversification of Zhouheiya. So through different ways to make Zhouheiya business more active. So we will try our the best to make our own staff to make them as owners of the business. So currently, we've got around more than 10 businesses established by our staff. Yes, we have seen some reasonable and irreasonable and unreasonable things, and in last year's trials, we have got some results and conclusions. The mechanism is to encourage our elite staff to have more motivation, to have more incentive, and for crayfish, our Qianjiang facility. And compared to our expectation, it is behind schedule. We expect that by the first half of 2019, we would complete the facility construction. But for our constructors, in order to meet the environmental requirements, we would expect it is a little bit below the schedule. We would complete the construction in the end of 2019. After completion, that will pass the harvest of the crayfish season, but we still look forward to that business. We are confident in that. And just now we talk about the new product. We have also brought to you our new products. So I also hope that the investors and analysts to give a taste, to give us the opinion that whether it is hopeful for us to launch such kind of new products. Thank you.
管理层你好，我是周静阳。I'm
with the CSA, CLSA, Zhou Yang. Two questions. First, you have increased the payout rate and then dividends. So is there any guidance on future?
Second, for the same store revenue, which has been existing for more than 12 months, what is the level of the same store revenue? Okay, thank you for your question. About the dividend payout, as a listed company, we need to give reasonable repayment or return to our shareholders. This is also based on our confidence in long-term growth of our company. We also thank the investors and shareholders that long-term support to us, and we also hope you can trust us that for the future long-term, and we will continue to use good performance and use the good dividend to repay your trust. In terms of same store revenue, our same store sales growth has been challenged undoubtedly last year compared to the previous year's fast growth. Our same store sales is now slowed down, but we should see that Zhouhiya has also entered into a new round of development phase, and probably you have not asked, but I think this is a kind of a secular issue. For example, we are now committed to expanding our processing facilities because we have found that with the increasement of the penetration of our stores, our spread of our distribution, our reach of the distribution, and the effective period of our products will be specifically, concretely felt by our consumers. So, although we have a slowdown of simple sales, I think it is related to our products. That's why we started to deploy more resources into our facilities to have more reach to the clients from our facilities to the store. Second, you asked about the new product. For the past many years, Zhouhiya has always taken a cautious view on our new product. It is because of our stickiness to the product quality. We hope the product we have promoted, we have launched, would make you a surprise. No matter it is our crayfish or the new products we put outside, I would like to lower your expectation. Maybe the wrapper, the wrap-up of the products are quite old, but if you taste it, I trust it will give you some new, fresh experience. So in terms of new products, we have got our own plans, and we hope through more facility to promote and launch more new products. Number three, the SSS slowdown is because of the limitation or restriction of our processing facilities. That's why in my presentation I mentioned that we would increase the upgrading of our stores and also enhance the cooperation with the third-party platforms to increase the investment or resources in our branding and marketing. So this will help and contributed to the development of our same store sales and our revenue. Number four, we talked about our big data analysis and our big data infrastructure. In the past, I mentioned a lot on that we will try to improve our customers' experience. It is closely related to the data analysis. So we have already built up all these structures for our omni-channel. Of course, we're still tinkering the system as a traditional enterprise. Our investment in these infrastructure and digitalization of our system cannot be compared to those companies in the internet industry. But as a traditional enterprise, say, in this industry, I hope that all those infrastructure and the tools can help us better understand our members and our consumers. So with all these efforts, We hope in the new cycle of our development, we would show you the stable and high quality development of our company. Thank you. I'm with Credit Suisse. My name is Michael. Two questions. First, you talk about the slowdown of the same store sales because of maybe some the aging of the stores. We are also accelerating the upgrading of our stores. And I want to ask that for the process of store upgrading has been lasting for more than half a year. So is there any quantitative parameters to show us that whether there's a recovery of the stores and also the sales in those stores? Second, I would like to talk about the gross margin. What's your focus on the price of the raw materials? On VAT, whether it will help to contribute to the profit growth of the company. Thank you. In terms of upgrading of our stores, we all hope that we will have immediate or overnight effect of the upgrading. But in the retail system, the devils are in detail. It requires some adjustments, and also it takes a long time. And I think that our slowdown of the same store of revenue are due to many factors, the aging of and also the branding, the imaging of our stores is just one factor. I cannot tell you that after we have upgraded that we will have an overnight influence, but this is a good factor. It will be reflected in it's very difficult to reflect it in terms of a quantitativeness for the sales of more than 1,000 stores. I hope you can give us more time so you can take time to observe to see that we have implemented all our strategies and improvements. You will see the numbers and improvements so that you will have clear understanding about the effect we have brought to our stores and our sales revenue. I always say that for the retail, it is not cannot be done overnight. It takes some time, and we need to carefully and using a long time, using our patience to tinker our brand and sales. Now, talking about the cost, we believe in 2019 that it will still be at high level because we have very high requirements on raw materials and for industry for enterprises like us, the challenge of the cost of raw materials would be quite high. But with our long-term investment, for example, the cost for new facility, this is necessary. So there is always expenditure and also our investment in branding, in infrastructure. All of these improvements I talked about just now requires inputs. So in the future, every year we will be in the point of the investment cycle. So we will make reasonable adjustments on our expenditure. So I hope you will also have some right judgment on the future performance of our company. Thank you. Okay, about tax, about VAT, I would like to ask Madam Tong to answer this question.
好,
thank you. About tax, about VAT, in the past 2 years, the mainland China has launched different campaigns of the reduction of the tax in 2019. The VAT is expected by Premier Li Keqiang to reduce from 16% to 13%. So in mainland China, we've got a lot of good tax favorable policies. So it has helped us, for example, our investment, our input in facilities, the expenditure could be, say, as a tax credit for our future tax. But it will be capitalized rather than in one go. So in 2019, the VAT reduced from 16 to 13% will bring 30 to 40 million of the revenue and profit to us. Thank you. I want to ask the top management. In the past, you also had the delayed production commencing in production of your facilities. This time for crayfish, this is also the case. So it has been repeatedly happened. What's the reason? Your question is very good. In China, the social environment will become better, so there is a higher requirement on the environmental protection. So on our design of the facilities, we need to increase the, all those indicators and parameters in line with the China's new requirement on environment. So we have to redesign our facilities. It's like I don't know whether you have been to our facilities. For example, on the wastewater treatment plant, our technology has been leading the country, leading China. So we need to follow the policies to improve our facilities. This is also same with the upgrading of our raw materials or the increase of cost of raw materials because there is a close, because of the environmental protection. A lot of smaller animals has been husbandry farms has been closed. So this is also increasement. This also increased the cost of labor cost. So this is all related to the Chinese government requirement of better environment. I'm with the Citibank. My name is Olivia. Two questions. First, just now Mr. Hao talked about the measures you will take out in this year. But in capital markets, also care about the efforts you have made. How long would it be completed? 1 year or 2 years? Could you give us a spectrum of timeline so that we can expect reasonably that what will be the results or the effect of the efforts you will pay to improve the company? Just now you mentioned that the profitability of our company will be adjusted within reasonable scale, within reasonable range. I didn't understand, so could you more further elaborate, especially on quantitative numbers? Could you share with us more? This is a question one. Second, just now, Mr. Zhou also mentioned that our own staff franchise has been also explored and adjusted. So on this regard, after last year's exploration, what are the results and conclusions? Would we further promote the staff franchise? What kind of measures would we take toward this direction? So in addition to our own staff franchise, is there any other ways of franchise you would consider? Okay. Yes. For Zhouheiya, we have deployed our facilities from central, southern, eastern, southwestern, and also northern part of China. This is always a strategic decision making. It requires our continuous investment and the continuous follow up. It's not grow a plant for only 3 months. We are growing a tree. It takes a very long time to see the fruits out of that tree. So it's very difficult to forecast that a fruit would be grown up overnight. It requires some time. For this model, Zhouheiya is growing different types. It is only different timing. So in a good timing, if we implement a correct business model, that will yield good results. But in good timing, the results wouldn't be that satisfactory. So we are always open-minded to cooperate with the market to match the market demand. Our goals are always first to serve better to our consumers, second to have more sustainable development of our company. It's not why or what we want to do it. It's always following our long-term development strategy. Thank you. Thank you. My name is Dustin with Morgan Stanley. Several questions. First, talking about product and then the goals on new products. Before IPO, you always talk about your requirement on quality of the products. In recent years, your pursuit of the quality and the monetization of your commercial demand, is there any adjustment? Mr. Zhu, you always say that the quality of the products should be best, so that it will be amazing experience to our consumers. But if we do not launch the new products, our rivals in the market will always promote new products. The younger generation of consumers compared to older generation will be more, say, appealed by those rival markets. So if we always repeat our old products and while new products have been launched by the rivals, so would we make some adjustments or even to have balance off between the quality of the product and the launch of the new products? And you also mentioned about how we will have our 5 regional facilities rolling out of a production line, and I think that there will be also, say, some pressure on your sales, especially you have said that you have made a lot of interaction with the younger generation and improve your branding. These are all very good, but what I felt is that the branding of Zhou Heiya, its reputation and its branding has been already very high, but how do you say your product and reasonable price to retain your customers? I would like to hear your view. Second, about your organization and your talents. And in the past 3 to 4 years, the company has changed a lot. For example, our stores increased from 600 to around 1,300 by now. And in the past, our traffic of our customers is mainly in traffic hubs. But the O2O, offline to online, as the traffic has accounted for 17% of our total sales. So this reflects some strategic change and also the change of organizations. I want to check if our human resources are in line with the channel changes. Our operation has changed a lot. So whether our sales force, whether our talent could follow such kind of changes. Last year, you have also made an announcement of your share, the shareholding incentives. But after announcement, we haven't seen how such kind of mechanism has been implemented. So I don't know whether your opinions on this. And last but not least, on the utilization of your capital. Just now I talked about the dividend payout ratio increased from 30% to 60%. This is quite a good surprise to us, although there is a reduction of the revenue and the margin, but the cash flow of the company is quite strong. So especially echoing Mr. Hao, you said that you would use a better revenue or better performance to repay the shareholders, but you haven't determined the payout ratio to maintain it at a smooth level. So if you could announce a stable payout ratio, it could provide a very good confidence to the shareholders. Thank you very much. Every year you come here, I feel very happy to see you here. And in terms of payout ratio, it will be based on our cash flow, on our operation. We will make a reasonable payout. It is out of our utmost sincerity to pay out the dividend to our shareholders. Okay. Previously talked about the quality requirement. I always feel very happy after visiting the overseas enterprises. We have seen that in overseas there are enterprises with time honored more than, say, 100 years. But I believe that it is not, their growth is not linear. It's always spiral. So The AI requirement on products are also very high. So for Zhouheiya, we will not trade off short-term profit with the experience of our consumers. So no matter, regardless of the market fluctuation of demand and also the rising raw material cost, we will not change our quality requirement of our products. So I hope there will be encouragement and support from our long-term shareholders and investors. In terms of our talent and our human resources, we have been always keeping an open mind to introduce talent based on the process of our organization development. So I also hope that if you have got good friends with high intelligence and want to join us, we are always open-minded to welcome the talents. We would welcome your recommendations. And you talk about the capital, the utilization of capital. I would like to invite our CFO to answer. You talk about incentives. Sorry, the equity incentive. Okay, in the first, we have invited the world top advisory company to help us devise a strategy. So in the second half of this year, we would improve and implement that. Okay, talking about capital. First, you talk about the dividend payout. Mr. Zhou has mentioned that this year it is 60%, whether in the future we will maintain at that level. And because our previous announcement said that our payout ratio should be maintained above 30%, but in the future we will be based on the development of our company and the demand of the cash to balance out the operation and the payout to shareholders. Second, and talking about the utilization of our cash, well, as you have seen from our results, turnover rate or our monetization capability is very strong. So we can quickly convert the sales into cash, but the majority of our cash should be used in our facility because it could increase convenience from the facilities to the stores and enhance our customers' experience. At the same time, we should also put capital for R&D and our other informatics systems. And just now you talk about the balance between operation and quality, it should be a commerce and operation. We've made a lot of investment in facility construction. Like Mr. Hao said that this year we are pressurized because of the amortization and depreciation of the plant. It will bring some pressure on our cash flow, but this is a kind of a leverage effect because when we are climbing the hill, it will become a burden on us, but after we reach the peak of the hill, we will be accelerated by this leverage. So because we've got sufficient capacity and the fixed cost is already existing and the forecast, so we will improve the profitability. So from a long-term perspective, our company will always maintain our goal of high quality construction and our investment in facilities. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm with the Xingcheng Capital, my name is Roger. Also talking about facility capability, processing capability, and for Northern China plant, last year after it was put into production, is there any specific cases that you can show us for the support of the facilities to the stores? To the sales or to the expiry, to the expiry period, especially, and for the five facilities, which one would be first put into production? And in those regions, we would expand the sales and our stores in this area. And second, regarding management of stores, It is always managed by, say, the manager and the staff of the stores in terms of the orders and the storage of the inventory. So after we have improved the capacity, is there any adjustment on the on such kind of management? We have already actively well changed the expiry period from 7 to 5. So is there any specific reason behind that? Thank you. Talking about capacity, I would like to make some reply. Just now in the presentation, I mentioned that our Northern China's total revenue proportion has been significantly increased by 16.2% year on year. On the one hand, it is out of our increased capacity, and also it is attributable to the increase of our sales of our stores. So this is to your first question. Second, okay, talking about management of our stores, I would like to invite Mr. Li, but I would like to talk about our expiry policy. Because our products are all of, say, short-term expiry period, because our products are related to all of those manufacturing factors, for example, the temperature of the storage and our inventory. Yes, if you look at the history, every year we make adjustment on the room temperature and the outdoor temperature. So based on our forecast of the temperatures, we have made some reasonable adjustment. Second, I want to explain that for our adjustment, we'll have higher requirement of our operation, like you have mentioned just now, that our requirement of the quality of the expiry period, it is also the reply to your previous question, which is that we always increase the benchmark, well, higher the benchmark of our quality and management. But in this process, we need to train well with our staff on their skills and awareness and the communication between top management. And so later on, I would like to ask Mr. Li to give you more explanation on the store management. Thank you for your question. And on management and operation, because we have short expiry, so it has always had a very high requirement on the management and operation of the stores. The, whether it is 5 days or 7 days, they have been rotated every year. It's not that for 5 days would pose the new challenge to our management system. Actually, such kinds of challenges or changes are always there every year. So we have our quality management and quality maintenance systems to have notice or to give changes of our expiry. And talking about the operation of our stores, there is the plan of increasing the inventory. And in addition to our manager of the stores, with the make a forecast, our system would also assist them to make adjustments and forecast. The inventory come to the store, it is not punishment. Actually, that is the KPI to the managers. We hope through the KPI management to improve our operational efficiency. In the future, I still see very large room of improvement, including our automatic AI capture systems have been always explored and researched. Thank you. Thank you. My name is Guo Jun. I have two questions. First, the investment recovery for new stores is 2 to 6 months in past. What's the situation now for the new recovery for the recovery of the cost? The second is that while the store sales revenue increased by 10%, but for takeout and online platforms that dropped by 6%, what's the reason? And for takeout platforms commissioned, for example, to Meituan Groupon, Well, there was previous news that such kind of commission rate is 20%. It exceeds your rentals proportion in the total revenue. So how do you look at the take-up platforms in your total strategy, whether this could be complementary to your stores or you would further accelerate the business of take-up? Thank you. First, to answer your store investment, well, a recovery period of the investment. In the past, that was 2 to 6 months. After 3 years, our experiments and our experience, well, because our stores have been extended to tier 2 and tier 3 cities, which are out of our familiar zone, so the recovery period has been lengthened. But it also depends on different types of the stores. Some are in transport hubs and in malls. The recovery period still will be very fast, ranging from 2 to 6 months. But in certain regions, which we didn't have too much influence and to set up our stores, the recovery period has also got some. Well, has also taken a longer time to recover their investment. Okay, thank you. I would like to add one more comment on our operation. As you know that our online operation has got different channels. First is the traditional marketplace, for example, the Tmall and Jingdong, etc. And also, we've got the emerging, well, takeaway platforms. There is also, in the past 3 years, the emergence of, say, online local or community e-commerce platforms. I think it's reasonable for them to charge some commission on those platforms. For us, we will look at it comprehensively. Well, just now I talk about the different online channels. Together with our offline stores, we look at it in the whole as our omni channels. We not only consider the commission, but also consider our self-operated online platforms, just similar to our offline stores. The service fees of our own of our self-operated platforms is quite low, so we could use that part of savings to repay our consumers for them to have better experience. So we look at it in a whole and look in the long-term development of our business. Thank you. I am with the HL Valley Capital. My name is William. I want to check about the vacuum package. We know that in Wuhan facility has already upgraded to support the products with vacuum packaging. We have also failed the promotion campaign in the second half last year on the vacuum packaging products. Or I just want to ask, in this year, do you have further measures to promote such kind of products or cooperate with the convenience stores? Yes, just now I said that we are open-minded. We do not exclude any opportunities with any business models or with any partners. For example, our exploration of overseas market in January this year, our vacuum product has been launched in overseas market. In the future, we would also work on the sales in overseas market. This is also with the purpose of absorbing our vacuum product capacity. Okay, I would like to add one more comment. Like Mr. Zhou has answered that, he's always stressed that Zhou Heiya did not resist any models. We don't think that there's any good or bad differentiation between different models. Zhou Heiya is also requiring vacuum or the freshness of the product. We have been always stressed that our research or our new products should be closely related to the consumption scenario. So you can look at the crayfish or our new products. You will find that we have been always pivoting around consumer or consumption scenario. So the scenario is the new possibility by the new retail campaign. We have been working on retailing, so we have to face the two challenges of new scenarios. Now, if you look at our expansion of the facilities capacity, actually this is our new exploration of the new scenarios. We will in the future further enrich the scenarios of say using and enjoying Zhouheiya products. So no matter it's offline or online, these are all channels for our products to be interacting with the consumers. So to enable consumers in their familiar scenario to consume our products. So this is our long-term goal, what we want to change or promote for our products. Thank you very much for your questions and answering from the top executives. And that's the end of today's conference, today's presentation. Thank you very much for your time.